Right, so today's Tuesday, August 14, 2008, and I just hike Mission Peak and I'm here sitting at the top. It's a very foggy day. Can't really see the whole city, but once you're in the top, it's like you're walking on clouds. It's very awesome. I wish some of you guys could actually experience what I'm seeing right now. It is a very subtle environment. It just it feels so serene. There's not much wind. It's just calm. And the reason for this podcast is because, just like the here right now, I feel like for the past weeks, even months, I've been feeling kinda like the view, very hazy, not seeing clearly where I'm going, not seeing a straight path into what I really want to do. And it all comes down to me actually not focusing on the next step, but looking at the top of the mountain from down below. It's like I'm just walking around the mountain with no intentions of going to the top. And it's not that there are intentions to going to the top, but it's that I'm not following the path that I need to be taking. So therefore, getting to the top is taking me way too long, and it's really hard, and it seems impossible. So I'm realizing this as I'm here, and also because these past few days I've just been really contemplating about my life and where I want my life to go after I'm 29. I'm actually 28, about to be 29 in a couple months. And as soon as I hit my 30s, how do I want to actually construct my life to be at my 30s? Because I'm no longer in my 20s. And being on my 30s, it's where I should actually settle down and see life in a different perspective, as I've been spending all these years partying and going out with friends and trying to do the crazy things that I might not be able to do once I'm older. Not that it's a beautiful day, and the things that I've done have experiences, and you know, I will never change those for anything, because it doesn't matter. Those are the things that brought me to this place, and I'm grateful to have those things happen to me, whether they were good or bad. And the thing about bad things that go in your life is that you either learn from them, or they make you stronger to handle another bad thing, and you just become thick-skinned, and you can go through all those moments. But at the same time, you can learn both. You can learn from those mistakes and just grow stronger and keep moving forward. But if you're one of those persons that you don't learn from it and you keep falling, you gotta come to realize that it doesn't always have to be that way, and you could always change that. So to you, I say, you know, just sit down or take some days off. It's better if you take 2 days off, or if you take a week off and actually sit down, get sober if you're doing drugs or alcohol, get sober up as fast as you can. If you find it really hard to do that, you know, I would say that you should at least try to focus on lowering your tolerance to those things. That way, you could use some of the time to work on yourself and be more productive and get your shit together. But my message to you would be, overall, of what I'm talking right now, is that once you're in a position where when you're really like don't seem to go anywhere, you start to feel a frustration. And that frustration turns into leverage, into you pushing yourself to the next level, because you've been so far in a deep hole that you don't know where you're gonna go and what you're gonna be doing. So you already tasted the bitter end of the spectrum. So you need to start moving towards the sweet side and get the stuff that you always wanted and work your relationships and fix things with people. And as you grow older, you start to be more aware of the time that you're gonna be living in this earth. So you're gonna make the most out of it, and you have to build those strong relationships with your family members and all of that, because you will not always have them. So it's better to enjoy while you have them rather than have remorse and feel regretful for not doing those things at the end of your life. So, my message to you and my question for you is, what are you currently doing to build strong relationships and to move forward to achieve your goals? Do you actually want to change your life? Or is it just letting time pass by you? All right, that's all. I'll see you in the next episode.